Anyway, it's Monday. We always like to check in with the folks at Cranes Detroit Business, cranesdetroit.com. And that includes Mike Lee, Cranes Detroit Business Managing Editor. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. Every employer will tell you that hiring might be tougher now than it has ever been. I think that's true.
I do think it's true. And we've all seen the effects of it, even if it's just, you know, your local McDonald's closing earlier at night. But we took a look, a couple of our reporters, Dustin Walsh and Sherry Welch, took a look at some more critical industries, hospitals, nursing homes, and juvenile care centers. And the staffing shortage, the worker shortage is hitting them very, very hard. And that's leaving people, you know, waiting. I give you a really kind of stunning example. We talked to the War Memorial Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie in the Upper Peninsula. It's a rural hospital. It's a smaller hospital. They don't have all of the sophisticated cardiac catheter lab that hospitals downstate do. So it's, you know, standard practice. Somebody has a heart attack, needs that kind of care, they ship them downstate to Traverse City or Grand Rapids, sometimes even to Detroit. Except right now there is such a shortage of EMTs and ambulance drivers, they can't get ambulances. The nursing director there told us that, you know, they'll make 20 calls to 20 different ambulance services around the state before they find someone to, you know, to come get these patients. It might take a day before they can come get them, a full day. So, you know, these patients are waiting for care. They say they can get helicopters easier than they can get ambulances. But of course, insurance companies won't pay for a helicopter unless you are in immediate danger of dying. And the same thing is playing out at these other places. We talked to Vista Maria in Dearborn, which houses young people who, for whatever reason, either they've been removed from their homes or they've been involved in the juvenile justice system, who need residential treatment. These are kids who are a danger to themselves, a danger to others, and, you know, really in kind of desperate straits. They can only staff half of their beds right now. So kids are, again, waiting. It's a problem with no easy answers other than hopefully to come.